Are you there?
Yes, yes.
Hare Krishna. Today's class will be given by His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji on topic Srimad Bhagavatam 4.23.1 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are there on the call.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association in this conference call. We are really fortunate to have you on this call, Prabhuji, and to hear from you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. You can take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirayet Nascha Praesha Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishchikim. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23, Verse Number 1, 2 and 3. Maitreya Uvacha Trishtva Atmanam Pravayasam Ekada Vainyaha Atmavan Atmana Vardita Ashesha Sva Anusarga Rajapatihi Jagataha Tastusaha Cha Api Vruttidaha Dharma Brit Satam Nishpadita Ishvara Adeshaha Yadartham Iha Janivan Atmajeshu Atmajan Espya Virahat Ruditam Iva Raje Prajasu Vimanashu Ekaha Radhara Agat Tapavanam. Maitre Uvacha Drishtvatmanam Pravayasam Ekada Vainya Atmavan Atmana Vartita Sesha Svanukha Prajapati Jagatastastutaschapi Uddhito Dharma Vritsatam Nishpatiteshwaradesho Yadartham Ihajannivan Atmajeshu Atmajam Yasya Viraha Druditi Rudati Iva Prajasu Vimasveshekaha Sadaruga Tapovanam. Word to word meaning. Maitreya Uvacha. The sage Maitreya continued to speak. Drishtva, after seeing, Atmanam of the body, Pravayasam, old age, Ekada, once upon a time, Painyaha, King Prithu, Atmavan, fully conversant in spiritual education, Atmana, by oneself, Varditaha, increased, Ashesha, unlimited, Sva Anusarga, creation of material opulences, Prajapatihi, of the protector of citizens, Jagataha, moving, Tastutaha, not moving, Cha, also, Api, certainly, Vrittidaha, one who gives pension, dharmabrit, one who observes religious principles, satam, of the devotees, nishpadita, fully executed, Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, adeshaha, order, idartham, in coordination with him, iha, in this world, jangivan, performed, atmajeshu, unto his sons, atmajan, the earth, yasya, indicating, virahat, out of separation, udhatim, iva, just like lamenting, prajasu, unto the citizens, vimatsuhu, unto the aggrieved, ekaha, alone, sadara, with his wife, agat, went, tapa vanam, in the forest where one can execute austerities. At the last stage of his life, when Maharaj Prithu saw himself getting old, the great soul, who was the king of the world, divided whatever opulence he had accumulated amongst all kinds of living entities, moving and non-moving. He arranged pensions for everyone according to religious principles. And after executing the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in complete coordination with him, he dedicated his sons onto the earth, which was considered to be the daughter. Then Prithu Maharaj left the presence of his citizens, who were almost lamenting and crying, and feeling a separation from the king, and went to the forest alone with his wife to perform austerities. Purport. Maharaj Prithu was one of the Shakti Avesh incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, he appeared on the surface of the earth to execute the orders of the Supreme. As said in the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord is the proprietor of all planets, and he is always anxious to see that in each and every planet, the living entities are happily living and executing their duties. As soon as there is some discrepancy in the execution of duties, the Lord appears on earth, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Yada Yada Hidharmasya Lanir Bhavati Bharata. Janir Bhavati Bharata. Since there were so many discrepancies during the reign of Vena, the Lord sent his most confidential devotee, Maharaj Prithu, to settle things. Therefore, after executing the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and settling the affairs of the world, Maharaj Prithu was ready to retire. He had been exemplary in his government administration, and now he was to become exemplary in retirement. He divided all the properties among his sons and appointed them to rule the world, and then he went to the forest with his wife. It is significant in this connection that it is said that Maharaj Prithu retired alone. At the same time, took his wife with him. According to Vedic principles, when retiring from family life, one can take his wife with him. For the husband and wife are considered to be one unit. Thus, they can both combinedly perform austerities for liberation. This is the path that Prithu Maharaj used. Prithu Maharaj, who was an exemplary in character, followed this. Is also a Vedic way of life, civilization. One should not simply remain at home until the time of death, but should separate from the family life at a timely moment and prepare himself to go back home, back to Godhead. As Shakta Vaishya incarnation of the Lord, who had actually come from Vaikuntha as a representative of Krishna, Maharaj Pitu was actually come from Vaikuntha as a representative of Krishna. Maharaj Pitu was actually was certain to go back home, back to Godhead. Nonetheless, in order to set an example, in all ways, he also underwent severe austerities in Tapovana. It appears in those days there are many Tapovanas, a forest especially meant for retirement, and the practice of austerities Indeed, it was compulsory for everyone to go to Tapovana to fully accept the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For it is very difficult to retire from family life at the same time remain at home. Omajnadvirandasyajnananjanashalakaya Chakshuronmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanmitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parinamasahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Ritash Vishakanvitamsya Ve Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dinabandhau Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Taptakanchana Gaurangirade Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Pancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare It's a very interesting chapter here. That is Maharaj Prithu's going back home, back to Godhead. Now, Prithu Maharaj, if you see in the previous chapters, very exalted devotee, not just a devotee, is actually the incarnation of Supreme Lord Shakti Avesh Avatar of the Lord. He is the Supreme Lord himself, and he doesn't have to go back home to Godhead. And even if he wants to go back home, back to Godhead, he came from there only, the Supreme Lord only. So he doesn't have to do any austerities or anything like that. Even if you consider Prithu Maharaj to be a devotee, if you can find he's such an exalted devotee, being a king, he was giving such great sermons. He had so much of transcendental knowledge. And the four Kumaras came. They were received very nicely. The four Kumaras gave knowledge. Prithu Maharaj reciprocated four Kumaras with wonderful discourses. Prithu Maharaj practically spent his entire life as a king practicing devotional service. But now, the first thing Prithu Maharaj saw that he is getting old. Drishtva Atmanam Pravayasam. Drishtva Atmanam. Here Atmanam word refers to body. So this body he saw that he is getting old. Now, old age is nature's law. The body becomes old. Now, these days people, they don't want to become old. They want to look always young. So that is why there is a big cosmetic industry which is trying to make people look younger. So they spend thousands and thousands of rupees, so hundreds of dollars, just so that they can look younger. if the hair becomes a little bit gray, they put some paint on it and then show, no, I am fine. I'm still young. So this whole world is running after making making oneself, trying to make oneself younger. But the nature of the world is that everybody becomes old. It is very interesting to note when you have a birthday party, then many people come to wish the son or the daughter, saying that then ask the son or the daughter, small boy, they say, how old are you? Nobody asks, how young are you? It is a very spontaneous question. How old are you? Of course, it has become a very common sentence in English. But if you just exactly translate into Hindi or any other language and ask the same question, it is so awkward. Kitna saal buddha ho gaya? That is in Hindi you say. Nobody says, how young are you? Everybody says, how old are you? So old age is the nature of the body. Like some people, they argue that spiritual life in retirement is when you become old, then you take it up. So the same argument was done by one person when he was attending the class of Srila Prabhupada. He told Srila Prabhupada that these things are meant for old people in old age, not for us like who are young. Then Srila Prabhupada asked the young man, how do you define old age? Then he was shocked. He told, old age means when you are like 60, 70 or something like that. Then Prabhupada said, no. Old age means old person is near to death. Old age is actually an indication of death. And the nature's law is also the heads becomes gray at the ears. First it becomes gray at the ears and then becomes gray and other parts of the head. So what does it mean? The old age actually comes in the ears and tells, now I came. Now you prepare to get out of the house. It is actually telling us. So death is nearing. Old age means death is nearing. Old age doesn't mean that your hands and legs are not working properly and all. There are many young people who are not able to stand up. If they sit, they cannot stand up. There are many old people who are strong also. But actually, definition of old age means that you are near to death. Or death is coming. It can come any time. The young man agreed, yes. Old age means that those who are closer to death. Then Srila Prabhupada said, you are a young man. Can you guarantee that you will not die tomorrow? He said, no. That means you are also near to death. So, practically everybody is old. Body can die any time. So, death can come any time. So, old age means somebody who is near to death. So, we are all near to death always. That means we are always old. The body is always old and soul is always young. Prithu Maharaj, he observed this point. He saw, drishtva, you should see. You should perceive the changes of the body. Because these days you find a man is 50, 60 year old, but still he acts as if he's a young boy. He wears that kind of dresses, some kind of pants and some kind of jeans, and he wears some kind of shoes, and he walks in such a way to show that he's young. The old lady would like to behave as if she's a young. Of course, the soul is always youth. So the desire to be always youthful is the nature of the soul, but not nature of the body. We attribute the nature of the body to the soul, the nature of the soul to the body, that is a problem. The soul is always young, but the body is not. So we attribute the youth of the soul to the body and try to see how this body can be always youthful. But it is not. Day by day, we become old. That is why the Bhagavatam says, Ayur harati vai pumsanuddhannastam chennaso sasyartya chano nita uttama shloka vartaya. Every day the sun is rising, the sun is setting. What is happening? One day gone means one day near to death. So every day we are becoming older and older, not younger and younger and younger. So Prithu Maharaj, he is very intelligent to understand, yes, I have become old now. Ekada Vainyaha Vainya Venasan. Prithu is Venasan, is known as Vainyaha. After observing, he became old. Atmavan. Another word has been used for Prithu Maharaj. What is it? Atmavan. Atmavan means, van means one who has. Atma means spiritual knowledge here. The word Atma comes many, many places in these three verses. So in the first sentence, Atma refers to the body here. The word Atma in the second line, it refers to spiritual knowledge. Atmavan, that means van means one who has. What he had? Spiritual knowledge. He had spiritual realization. See, if somebody has practiced spiritual life in his youth and childhood, in the middle age, he gets the strength to face the old age. If somebody has not practiced spiritual life in the youth, it is very difficult to face old age. Old age gives you only frustration if you have not practiced spiritual life. Because of our bodily strength and mental determination, one may overcome all the difficulties by their strength in the youth. But if they have not practiced Krishna consciousness in their youth, then old age becomes great suffering, great frustration. That is why we find these days the senior citizens are like frustrated like anything. They are suffering like anything. I had many years back, somebody asked me to distribute Bhagavad Gita in an old age home. So I thought I got some Bhagavad Gita sponsored, and I went to the old age home to distribute 50 Bhagavad Gitas, because the person was managing old age home, he told me, I have 50 people. So I went and then started distributing the Bhagavad Gitas, thinking there must be very poor people, living conditions may be horrible. I was shocked to see it was a 5-star old age home. Facilities were so wonderful, and I was shocked. Then I started asking people, who are they? One was an ex-film star. One was a retired IAS officer. IAS is a big position in India. And one was a big businessman. And they're all in the old age home, uncared for. And to my surprise, when I gave the Bhagavad Gita, one person gave me a check of 25,000 rupees. He told, you take this money and go like this, who have been betrayed by their children. You become the child of all the old people. He told me this thing. And you distribute this Bhagavad Gita there and then talk to them, at least visit them. They're hankering for somebody to talk to them. Isn't it? So it's very horrible. They're all materially well off, but still, just see, old age becomes the cause of frustration if you're not Atmavan. Prithu Maharaj was Atmavan. So he was able to, he was not disturbed by old age. Though there are many bodily symptoms of old age, but there are social symptoms of old age that to face that it is more dangerous. To face them it is more difficult. What is the social symptom of old age? You become unwanted. Shripa Shankaracharya says that Yavad Vitto Parchana Shaktaha Tavannija Parivaro Raktaha. Says that as long as you are able to earn money, then all the people around you, family members, friends and relatives, Nija Parivaro Raktaha, they have so much affection. Once you give up, once you are not able to earn, then what happens? What happens? Paryam mimbadi tasmin kaye. Life has gone. Then what happens? Even the wife would not stay with the body. She becomes afraid. The same body which she was hankering for. You know, she said, I love you. And she took care of the body and all these things. Same body when the life goes and she becomes afraid. Doesn't want to stay. Yavad vitto parchana saktaha tavannija parivaro raktaha jarjara gehe. As soon as his body becomes jarjara, then what happens? Nobody. Vartam kopina pruchati gehe. Shripa Shankaracharya in his Paja Govindam, beautiful song, wonderful verses. Everybody has to recite these Bhajagovindam prayers, not just here. Know the meaning. Vartam kopina pichati. Nobody asks, how are you also? What to speak of serving and taking, loving and all. Vartam kopina pichati. Nobody asks, how are you? This is a social difficulty. That is more difficult. Okay, physical difficulties can be tolerated. Mental difficulties can be tolerated. What about the social situation? The same son whom you have invested all your love on him. Now, he doesn't even want to talk to you. He doesn't even want to go along with you for somebody's wedding. I know a family, a devotee's family. Yes, they are married. And if he has to come to the temple, he will not come with his whole family, his wife, children, and his mother. First he comes with the car and drops the mother and goes back and brings his wife and children. Because it is a pressing issue for them to come with the old lady. So the same mother and father who drop the child to the school every day, now when they become old, the same father would say, my dear son, I'll drop you to this college. He says, no, how can I come along with you? So just imagine, very difficult to bear the neglect which your own people, your own loved ones would do. So how are you going to face it? So at least for the sake of getting rid of death, take up spiritual life. Krishna says, what did he say? Jara marana mokshaya mama apshritya tantiye. Actually, as souls, Krishna conscious should be natural. We are supposed to take up Krishna conscious because it is our duty. It is our nature, soul's nature. But Krishna is begging and falling at your lotus feet. Not lotus feet, cactus feet. And then telling, at least for the sake of getting rid of old age and dead, worship me. Like a father telling the son, beta, at least for the sake of I have done so much for you. Listen to my words and study nicely. At least for the sake of not failing exam, study. Actually, he is a student. He is supposed to study. He is supposed to listen to his father. But the father goes to such a low extent, in the sense that such a humble extent, because of concern. Krishna, out of great concern, he says, Jara marana mokshaya mama ashritya. Out of love, you are supposed to surrender to me, but at least for the sake of Jara marana mokshaya. At least for the sake of getting rid of birth, death, old age and disease, surrender to me. So, if you are not practicing Krishna consciousness, enough seriously, then take up seriously at the old age. That is what Prithu Maharaj thought. Atmavan. What do you think? I have not done enough Krishna consciousness. I have not done enough service for Krishna. Because my mind was deviated in so many things. And I am not purified enough. If a devotee is able to keep these two points in mind, his progress is guaranteed. I have not done enough service for Krishna. I have not been enough purified. These two will help him to progress. As soon as the devotee thinks, oh, bahut kar liya hai, enough put this situation I have done. Oh, so much of chanting I have done. Gone, khatam. That is a full stop of spiritual life. I still remember. One day, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, he came to our temple. Our temple, Mila Road, is exactly opposite the Bhaktivinoda Hospital. He stayed there for 1 month. And whenever he would feel little bit comfortable, he would immediately tell his assistant, call Kamalochan, I want to give a class. So then his assistant would call and he would give class. So one day, it so happened that the doctors told me that even if the assistant calls you, even the Jayapataka Maharaj talks to you, tell him he cannot give class. Yes, because he was so sick, and the doctors did not want him to exert because he was recovering. So then I told, okay. Then the assistant called me. It's Sunday, Maharaj is coming. Then I told the assistant, doctors, this is what the doctors told. And then Maharaj, it was conveyed to Maharaj. Then Maharaj told the assistant, tell Kamalochan, he doesn't want me to give class or what? Just see, he blackmailed me with emotion, transcendental emotion. Then I started, oh Maharaj, even in my dreams I cannot think like that. Then I am coming. He came and he started the Jai Ramadhav class with great enthusiasm. He gave a very wonderful class in his condition. All of you know the condition of Maharaj. Then, and he asked any question. The person was translating because we have Hindi audience in the Sunday feast class. Maharaj would speak. The speech is not very clear, so when his assistant would repeat his speech in English, and I would translate into Hindi. Then one devotee was sitting in the front. I was observing, he had actually tears in his eyes, and at the end he asked one question. Maharaj, you have done so much for Srila Prabhupada. Even in this condition, where do you get the strength to exert yourself, extend yourself to all of us and give classes like this, to travel like this? He asked in Hindi, then I spoke in English, translate to Maharaj. Then I just started this line. The question is, Maharaj, that you have done so much for Srila Prabhupada. And I was not allowed to speak the next line. He started crying like a child. And he started speaking. Even the assistant could not understand. Later on, when he really controlled his emotions, what he spoke was, at least 10 times he repeated, I have not done enough. This was the only thing which was repeating for at least 3 to 4 minutes. There was no other sentence other than, I have not done enough. Just imagine, a personality like Jayapataka Maharaj, we don't have to speak about, we cannot even speak about what he has done to Srila Prabhupada. He has given more than his life to Srila Prabhupada. Such a person, like a child, he starts crying and says, I have not done enough. So that is what Prithu Maharaj felt, because he's Atmavan. I have not done enough. At the same time, he is thinking that I am not purified enough. Because I have been in touch with material things. As a king, you are supposed to do some political decisions. You have to be very harsh on somebody. You have to be very kind on somebody. You have to be diplomatic sometimes. You have to be straightforward sometimes. You have to deal with women. You have to deal with money. You have to deal with position, power. You have to sometimes show favoritism. Sometimes punish a person who is sometimes innocent. All these things you have to do as a king, administration. So he feels that I may be contaminated, or rather I'm contaminated, I'm not purified enough. I'm not done enough. These are the two feelings which Prithu Maharaj had. And he thought, Maitreya says, this person, Prithu Maharaj, who is having these two feelings, what he has done? He has done Varditaha Asesha Swa Anusargaha Prajapatihi. These are the words used. Anusargaha. He is creation, or means rule, or the expansion of the kingdom and the development within the kingdom. We are talking about so much of development in India, or our, like Modi has his agenda. Development is our agenda. So Prithu Maharaj's idea of development is Asesha. Unlimited development he had done for the citizens. Prajapatihi. He is a protector of citizens. And what kind of protection he has done? Nobody had any anxiety. Protection doesn't mean give some money and he's protected, give some house he's protected. No. Protection means no anxiety. So none of the citizens had any anxiety because the king had taken everybody's anxiety onto his head. That is called protection. Sometimes we think protection means we have an army or something like that. No, no, no. Protection means to create a fearlessness in the citizens. People should go out of the house without locking the door. Ravana, in his kingdom, nobody had any locks. Lock industry was not there. Lock and keys were not there for Ravana. Even Ravana, what to speak of Ramarajya, even if you are Ravana Rajya, we should be happy. In Ravana's kingdom, Lanka, nobody dared enough to go and steal somebody's property. So Hanuman was so much appreciating about Ravana's kingdom. Of course, when he saw Ravana, he could not tolerate because he stole Sita. But when it comes to ruling, the king is supposed to create an environment of fearlessness. Don't worry, I am there. Abhayam. So, Prithvi Maharaj thought, till now I have taken care of the citizens so nicely and they were completely under my care without anxiety. Now he is going. So what did he do? He created pension for them. That means, even after you retire, you will not have any problems. And not only that, in his kingdom, not only the human beings were happy and without any anxiety, Jagataha, Tastudaha, both moving, non-moving, even plants, trees, they were also nourished very nicely. And not only that, Vruttida means you have done so much of work, now you retire. And after retirement also, you don't have to worry, you'll get pension. Pension is not new thing here. Dharma Brit. Prithvi Maharaj observed all the dharmic principles. Whatever a king can have, because he is the incarnation of the Supreme Lord for Bhupalana Shakti. Nobody can be a perfect king than Krishna. So when Krishna is empowering a person by his Bhupalana Shakti, he must be perfect. And Satam Nishpadita Ishwaraha Adeshaha. He had perfectly executed Ishwaradesha. Whatever Krishna had desired, expected out of Prithvi Maharaj, he had executed. That means, you cannot say Prithvi Maharaj has done much, not done enough. He has done everything, but still he is feeling that I have not done enough. This is a devotee. He has done so much, but still he doesn't feel that I have done so much. He is perfectly pure, still he thinks I am not pure. I have had to purify myself. So then, Adesha Yadartham. So he executed all the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How did he do? He did being completely surrendered to him. That is why Yadartham. Many wonderful words are here in these three verses. So I don't want to go deep and elaborate so much on each verse, each word, because it takes class. Yadartham. So, the execution of orders should be done in a surrendered mood. Not that, don't worry, I am there, I'll take care. I'll do by myself. No, no, no. So, you get it done through me. Yadartham means he became an instrument in the hand of the Supreme Lord to execute the Supreme Lord's instructions. Iha janyivan atmajeshu. What did he do? He called his sons. Then, he empowered his sons with all his responsibilities on ruling this earth. Atmajan. Atmajan is earth. Earth is the daughter of Prithvi Maharaj. And he got his sons and then told, you take care of it. Because Prithvi Maharaj is God. I want to take retirement now. So he perfectly executed his responsibilities of being a king. And he perfectly executed responsibilities of, now he's going to execute responsibilities of being a vanaprastha. Grahastha vanaprastha. Now Prithvi Maharaj decided that I want to be a vanaprastha. Now somebody may ask a question, why Prithvi Maharaj wanted to become a vanaprastha? Because All these years of executing spiritual responsibilities as a king developed intense greed to attain Krishna. If you have developed greed to attain Krishna, that means you have done bhakti, enough bhakti. If you have done bhakti, what should be the result of bhakti? Intense greed to attain him. That is why, beautiful words it says, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi kiretam yadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulyam abhimulyam yanna kodi sukrute yatna labhyate. After performing so many pious activities in this world also, you will not get that greed. What is that greed? The greed to attain Krishna. So we are performing devotional service without greed. Okay, Guru Maharaj told, chant 16 rounds. Okay, we all decided that we hear Bhagavatam class every day. Oh, fine, we'll hear. But these activities are not happening with greed. Like you have sabji, you have vegetables. It is tasty, but if you put some masala in it, it becomes more tasty. So bhakti becomes more tasty when you add the masala of greed, the spice of greed in it. So Prithamaharaj, practice of devotional service so many years, it helped him to develop a greed. What is that greed? I want to attain Krishna now. So that greed made him to make a decision. What is the decision? Enough is enough now. I want to become a vanaprastha. Not only that, Prithu Maharaj remembered his ancestor, Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he saw, he also gave up. My ancestors also ruled the planet very nicely and then gave up. I am also going to rule the planet. I have already ruled the planet very as much as possible. I have done. But now, I want to do more. I can do more when I am renounced. Now, Prithu Maharaj is a Kshatriya. According to the Varnashrama Dharma, only Brahmins are allowed to take sannyas. One who is born in a Brahmin family is allowed to say sannyas, take sannyas. That Varnashrama Dharma was perfectly being practiced there. That is why Prithu Maharaj for a Kshatriya renunciation means vanaprastha, not sannyas. Very rarely, very few have taken sannyas being born in other Varanas. So sannyas was compulsory for Brahmanas. Compulsory means in a sense if they want to. They will all try to attain sannyas. Just leave the wife, children, everybody at home and just go alone. But even though a Kshatriya would have attained the qualification to take up sannyas, there was no officially was not designated as sannyasi. He would only go along with his wife. The guy we find in the scriptures, especially Prithu Maharaj, who took up Vanaprasthashrama. One of the things, Yadidhatarji Sreshtaha Tadadevetarojana, whatever the great men do, the others follow, they set the standards. So Prithu Maharaj had one more thing in India. I want to make Vanaprasthashram very famous because people respect sannyasis, but not Vanaprasthas. It is a disease which Prithu Maharaj recognized. And now that disease is continuing in our organization. I'll tell you how. There is Brahmachari Ashram, Brahmachari Training Seminar. I recently heard there is Grahastha Seminars also. And I am a sannyas candidate, though there is a big thing going on, sannyas training, I have to do all these things, big bureaucracy behind it. But nobody talks about Vanaprasthas. Actually, Vanaprasthas are the greatest asset for the society because they experience of both spiritual and material. Brahmacharis, they have only experience, they don't have an experience. Grahastha, they have experience of some difficulties which come in material life. Sannyasis, they may have some spiritual experiences. But who has a perfect understanding of both matter and spirit is a Vanaprastha. Because he and she both, they have got married. They know what exactly it means to live a married life. They know they have got begot children. They have taken care of children. They know what patience means. They know what is a child psychology. They know what a woman psychology is. They know what a bow psychology is. They know what is the requirements which are there for a person to practice spiritual life peacefully. So when such a person gives spiritual advice and direction, the society will be safe. Otherwise, young newly married couple, they have some fight, small fight. It may be because of maybe we should go for the Sunday feast, or we should go to sit and hear Guru Maharaj lecture in sitting at house. They have a big fight. So these two, they fight and come to a brahmachari. Especially they come, the husband comes and tells brahmachari, "Oh, my wife is not listening to me. I am fed up with her." And brahmachari says, "Very good. It's right time to renounce. Give her up. You also become. Take sannyas. Mess up their life. Mess up their family." So never go for any advice to a mature brahmachari, because he doesn't know. So best people to give advice are actually the vanaprasthas. According to the skritis, a gurukul can be run only by vanaprasthas. Guru and Guru Mata, both should be there. Because child requires mother. He has given up mother and come to gurukul. So there, if he doesn't find a mother, then he will not be able to practice Krishna consciousness. He will not be able to grow. For example, practice the Krishna consciousness. Even the natural growth cannot be there. So vanaprasthas are the desperate and immediate need for our society. Prithu Maharaj, he wanted to make vanaprasthasram famous because the Vaishyas, the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Sudras, their number is more. And none of them are supposed to take sannyas in the coined Varnashrama system. So, if they are not taking sannyas, what they are supposed to take? They are supposed to take vanaprastha. It is compulsory. It is compulsory for every body to take vanaprastha. So, thinking, what did he thought? That I can go to the forest and perform austerities. If I am a king, if I am performing some austerities, then what will happen? People will also perform austerities without qualification. Actually, as a Raja Sannyasi, there is one great Sannyasi in the Madhva Sampradaya, Vadiraja Tirtha. So once there was a festival, and after the festival, prasadam is served. And by the time, Vadiraja Tirtha by himself had not performed his deity worship. And all the devotees, all his disciples and all the people who had come with their families and children, they had been fasting from morning. It was afternoon, everybody is hungry. And Vadiraja Tirtha had taken a vow that before my worship of the deities, I will not take any food. He had not done the worship and everybody is hungry. What did he do? For the sake of the people, so that they will not be disturbed, they will not be troubled, he also took lunch or prasad along with them. And they will not take until his Vajraya Tirtha would take, because his sannyasi is a great saint, their guru. So, if you are a leader, everybody would like to follow. And if you are doing austerities, everybody would do austerities. So, Prithumana thought, I am a leader. And if I do austerities, being as a king, then what will happen? Others also will do, it will be trouble for them. Austerity should be happily done. It should not be troublesome. If any austerity is troublesome, that austerity is not austerity. So what he thought? Let me go now, the forest, because I can do austerities without any bondage of any fear. So, Prithu Maharaj, he went to the forest along with his wife. So those who are above 40 or even anybody, just plan how to wind up. Don't just think of being as it is. Bhagavad Gita should be as it is, but our consciousness should not be as it is. Our consciousness should be trained to give up. Give up doesn't mean take sannyas. Give up here means for general populace, it is Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means you and your wife, you make a place, stay near a temple, stay near a farm community, stay near a gurukul, or take up a project of gurukul. Tell your children to manage your house, be away from them. sometime visit and then say, how are you, and then come back. You'll be more you'll be respected more. And you have more time, because there is a desperate need for vanaprasthas in our movement to manage gurukuls, to give time to the young generation, to give guidance to the young generation. All the experience, what you have, the rich experience, it should not go along with your death. That should be transferred to the next generation. That is why Prithu Maharaj took vanaprasthashram, not sannyas, because he wanted to make vanaprasthashram famous. So, following in the footsteps of Prithu Maharaj, I beg all of you who are nearing 50 or even 40, plan to get out and settle in some place where you can give maximum time for sadhana, maximum time for transferring your experience to others, both material experiences and spiritual experience. Material experience here means that your anubhava, guidance. So stop here. Any questions, please, to ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvar Pranams. Very inspiring class. In that we have to always aspire to engage ourselves in devotional service, and we need to be greedy for it. On a practical level, Prabhuji, many times our body can restrict our devotional activities, especially at old age, or even, you know, if a person is disabled or has some chronic sickness. So how should we take that, Prabhuji, in the light of, you know, greed for devotional service? How can we handle that situation?
Yeah, sickness is a part of old age. And now there are two ways of how you take the sickness. One is that you are away from devotion, and then you suffer your sickness. Another is you pray to Krishna and also use your brain in intelligence to think of how your sickness can also be taken care, and also you're very close to Krishna. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, what is the use of a healthy body if it is not Krishna conscious? It is better to have sickness and then practice some Krishna consciousness. Of course, we have to address that sickness. It is not that vanaprastha doesn't mean that he just performs austerities, not keeping the sickness in mind. If somebody performs austerities, which is making him sick, that austerity is not austerity. That is foolishness. So, the definition of austerity is different for different people. For a sick person, austerity is different, because nature itself has given some austerity for him. He doesn't have to separate austerity. So, it is a question of planning. Everybody's life is in a different situation. So, yourself, your spiritual guide, or any other guides who are available for you, who are close to you, we can discuss them. And then also you pray to Krishna, you also think that how I gradually wind up myself from all the material allegations and stay in a situation where I am close to Krishna. Like somebody who is quite wealthy can buy a house near the temple. And then there are so many devotees who are struggling for a job. They work for 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day, just to earn 15,000-20,000 rupees a month. So I can give them some part-time employment. You can come and take care of me. You know, there are different means. I don't have a ready-made solution for it. But as a society, the leaders have to think about vanaprasthas. Creating facility for vanaprasthas. Creating a respect for the vanaprastha ashram. Now everybody wants to, many people are hankering to become sannyasi because there is a prestige, there is a publicity, there is an aura behind the ashram, oh, sannyasi. But nobody calls, oh, vanaprasthi. There is a vacuum. There are four ashrams, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. Nobody talks about vanaprastha ashram. So it is a need for the leaders of society to talk about it. At present, our society is 50-year-old. Now, already there are indications that we need to think about it. We should talk about it. If we don't talk about it, we are not a society. Society means brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasi. We are only talking about brahmachari earlier time. And later on, we are only talking about sannyasi. Now, because the congregation has increased a lot, people have started talking about grihasthas. But what about the grihasthas' future? You want them to rot in the same house as children and die in the same house rotting? No. We want them to become vanaprasthas. So we require talk about it, how vanaprastha ashram can be created. So I don't have any ready-made solution now. If we go on talking about it, there will be some rich man who would come and say, okay, I am building a big ashram for vanaprastha. They can just stay and we'll provide all the medical facilities. They can give as much donation as they want, or they just don't want to give, they can just stay. And then what is expected out of them is just spend some time with our Gurukul children or give some experiences which they have, or just chant and be happy. So of course, that is what I can tell for now.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Because I see this common occurrence, at least in the U.S., that even very old people, like old women and men, they take up some kind of job, at least for the sake of health insurance. Because at that age, health becomes a major issue, and at that point of time. And at least to get by medical expenses, they need to keep themselves working, So... I see that all the time. Like, there are many old women in real estate who work like 3 or 4 days a week just to get their health insurance and things like that. Yeah. So I was just thinking that it sometimes become inevitable in this current age because of the rising medical costs and things like that. It kind of bewilders me sometimes that how... And I also tend to think that people are working, like you mentioned, past their 50s and, not taking to vanaprastha just for the sake of health insurance and, some practical aspects like that.
Yes, it takes time for an organization to mature. We should work on it.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class. Very nice points you discussed, Prabhuji. So this, I was about Bhajagovindam prayers and Shankaracharya telling that how socially we become unwanted and for old age we need to be ready to do that. So that means that we have to transfer our attachment to Krishna in the heart while living in the family. Otherwise, it's not possible to... We don't have strength to handle that social pressure. So we are, we are doing devotional service, we are chanting, as you say, doing everything, but whether really in the heart we are attached to Krishna, or at least are we progressing towards getting attached to Krishna, how to, check that, and if we are not getting attached to Krishna, we have to make progress in that, like how to evaluate and
measure one's attachment for Krishna.
Yeah.
How much you are interested, how much you get developed greed in hearing about Krishna in association of devotees. So that is the measure. Because any other measures are actually temporary. Suppose somebody has got some bad experience with somebody, or somebody bad experience is there, then you may develop some distaste. You may develop some distaste. You may develop some kind of vairagya. But that is not the real measure of detachment. The real measure of detachment is how much we are getting taste, how much we are greedy to hear about Krishna in association of devotees. Lobha bhakta sanga Krishna kata. Lobha means greed. When you transform your greed to hear about Krishna in association of devotees, then that is a sure shot measurement of one's progress in Krishna consciousness.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Also, thank you so much for telling us the pastime of His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. So that makes us, like, when we are hale and healthy, how much we should be, always eager to perform more and more.
Yeah.
Thank you for your wonderful association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dandapuram. This is Komodi Kidasi. I wanted to know if there is. Is there any place about for the Vanaprasthas?
Is there any place for the Vanaprasthas?
Yeah. Place means, you know.
No, at present I cannot tell, but definitely before I leave my body, I want to do some kind of contribution towards this area. Because Vanaprasthas are very much required, not just for a place, just for them to stay and do bhajan, but for them also to give their experience.
Yes.
So there is a plan. If you don't give the place for them to share their experience, they'll be suffocated.
Yes.
Because it cannot be just give a place, food to eat, because they've got so much of life experiences. Brahmacharis, they may have a lot of scriptural knowledge. I memorized more than, say, a few thousand verses. But experience-wise, no, you cannot say what exactly it means to it means by patience. Only a mother who has delivered a child, begot a child, and grown up a child knows what exactly is patience, what exactly is tolerance. So this experience, they should be a platform where they can share it. So that can happen when we have a Gurukul and Vanaprastha Ashram together. So it takes time to really develop it. And Krishna willing, it will happen in maybe a year or two. I am working on it. But I cannot immediately give an address for that to you today. I'm very sorry for that. But it will happen. Krishna willing, it definitely happen. Maybe in a couple of years, it should manifest in some way or the other, in some humble way or the other. And if once a model is set up, I'm sure many people will copy.
Yes, sir. Prabhuji, you know, we have, my husband and I have taken the Vanaprastha, but we are staying at the home. And we have these, and we also invite devotees to come. And there's a temple nearby, so we go to temple also, like that.
Yeah.
So then if there is a place like that, that can, you can just stay there and communicate with them, associate with devotee and also give guidance or I share experience and like that, and also perform some service, whatever we can do.
Yes, yes.
So that's what I was wondering about. If you know anything, then maybe we can try there instead of staying here in the United States.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And if you know, please let us know on about WhatsApp or whatever.
Definitely, I'll put it in the group.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanma Pranam, Guru Sushila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj. Do you have time for one more question, Prabhuji?
Yes, Madhi, one question. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for highlighting and bringing out the importance of Vanaprastha Ashram. I had a question regarding that. I was wondering, I know you are still in the process of developing the thing, but like in a way, how practical it is for people who are, like, for example, when you have kids and then the kids get married, then they have grandkids. Now, then you kind of again develop an attachment, and then you are some, because of, they are working. So, you know, generally the trend is like, you know, you take care of the grandkids too. And in the situation, you again come back to the same household life. It's like that.
Yes.
So in such a way, how to, and if in a society like this, it is considered that, you know, one needs to do that. You are taking care of the grandkids.
Yes.
It's a part of your responsibility or like a social commitment. And if we say that it's like,
yes,
want to take more time for the spiritual thing, then it is might,
yes,
be considered otherwise. So how to bring,
yes,
about a balance in that way, at the same time,
yeah,
want to do more in the spiritual thing at that point of time. So could you,
yes,
please highlight?
So there are two things here. People think Vanaprastha Ashram is just to do something very spiritual, totally spiritual. It is not. It is not just that. It is a transfer of one's experiences, spiritual experiences and other guidance. Now, at home, when grandchildren are there, the grandparents, their duty is actually bring the children, grandchildren, to the spiritual path. Now, what has happened is, lack of gurukuls has brought this situation like this. The parents are there. If the children are sent to gurukul, then the grandparents, they actually stay near gurukul and then give them education and advice, and the teachers were actually teaching. That is a very ideal situation I'm talking. Now, when you say practical now, practicality for now, whatever best possible, you should do. Especially when it comes to grandchildren, it is a nature's law that the children are attached to grandparents more than the parents. And in my childhood, I remember, there was not a single day when my grandmother did not tell a story of Mahabharata to me. Without she telling a story from Mahabharata and Ramayana, I would never sleep. So at least this can be done. Instead of having a TV and then thinking that just watching TV or make them watch TV, or since my son and daughter-in-law, they are going to work, I need to take care of the children. Just instead of becoming a babysitter or a child sitter or something like that, take the responsibility of training the children into Krishna consciousness. Share your life experiences to them. The parents are not able to do, so you should do it. So you can have a kind of miri gurukul in your house as much as possible for now, but it's not a very ideal situation. So ideal situation is that we have a gurukul, we have old, experienced, intelligent couples, that is husband, wife, Vanaprastha, like 50, 55, 60-year-old. They stay near the gurukul, and you have about at least 100 children, 10 families in the sense that husband, wife. They can share their expertise. Somebody may be expert in accounting, teach the children accounting. And there will be a acharya who will be teaching all the spiritual subject matters, the Sanskrit, the Bhagavatam, the Upanishads and all, the mantras and all. And of course, all children are not going to be totally Brahminical and then join the temple. There will be somebody who is going to be an accountant, somebody lawyer and all. So you can train them. You can teach them. So when there is a setup like that, it is more ideal. Of course, at present, we cannot have an ideal situation. But when you say responsibility towards the grandchildren, the grandparents have only spiritual responsibility towards their grandchildren. The parents have a material responsibility towards their children. But what has happened is, the parents have given up their material responsibilities and transferred their material responsibility onto the grandparents, and spiritual responsibility totally been neglected. And practically, those I know, I'm from South India, those young engineers, when they go to America, get settled and get married, they give flight tickets to their parents just before, when they are about to deliver, the baby is going to be delivered. After maybe, after delivery, they require some time, some help.
Yes, sir, Prabhuji, very nicely put the whole thing. I think our responsibility more is towards the spirituality, teaching them spiritualism, consciousness at that point of time, rather than going for other basic needs. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
So they just been used for this purpose. That's what it is.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much for your resources and Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry Prabhuji, I was cut. I thought the line had cut. My phone, I had connected you and my phone was off.
Yeah, I know, I connected to the internet. So we stop here.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All the Vaishnavas,
Hare Krishna.